This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You ever put on one of those virtual reality headsets? Probably not, right? They still haven't, a handful of years after the first consumer models came out. They still haven't really caught on, much less let us retreat into escapist fantasy worlds or virtual relationships. Oculus Quest and the like are still pretty expensive, and there's really not that much content for them anyway. But even though home use hasn't quite gone mainstream, the VR industry is starting to focus on businesses, employee training in particular. From our Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has that story.
Inside an unremarkable office park in the L.A. area, virtual reality startup Tailspin is creating new worlds, which are pretty unremarkable themselves. No fantasy landscapes or gunslinging here. Tailspin's latest virtual reality training puts users behind a boring old desk in a nondescript office. The task? Call in a virtual employee named Barry and, as gingerly as possible, let him go.
How many times has Barry been fired?
Oh my gosh, thousands. Thousands.
The idea is to work on communication skills in an emotionally charged situation most people don't encounter every day. Tailspin CEO Kyle Jackson helped me strap on a headset so I could give it a try.
You're basically going to speak what you see on screen there.
Gotcha. I'm behind a desk in an office with a water cooler, post-it notes, and the hum of phone calls in the background. Hi, Barry. Come on in. Barry sits across from me, a middle-aged man with graying hair and wrinkles etched into his face. I wouldn't mistake him for a real human, but yet, when he speaks...
How are you? You look great. New hairstyle, right?
It's kind of hard not to feel sorry for the guy, knowing what I'm about to do.
Thank you. I feel terrible about this, but I have some bad news.
The program gives you some options for what you should say to Barry, the objective being to get through the firing process without too many hard feelings. It didn't work.
Who do you think you are? What are you, 30 years old? I've been doing this for 30 years, damn it!
I failed.
Right. So I think you should try again.
Okay, let's try again.
Virtual reality training like this is a growing business. A report from tech industry advisory firm ABI Research predicts the market for workplace VR will explode from just a couple $100 million last year to more than $6 billion by 2022. Walmart has been using virtual reality training to prepare store employees for Black Friday the last couple years and to assess workers for possible management roles. At the Farmers Insurance headquarters in Los Angeles, Jessica DeCanio showed me the VR program that trains hundreds of claims adjusters.
This module here is giving the trainee an opportunity to go through an entire simulation of when they go into a customer's home.
It lets them navigate a home looking for damage. In this simulation, a moldy, disgusting toilet.
One thing that we were most excited about, how realistic the images are.
Looks like bad damage.
That is some bad water coming out of that toilet.
Trainees have to assess the damage and talk to customers.
It increases their confidence. And the more confident our claims reps are, the better customer experience that they can provide.
But when you get past the wow factor, is virtual reality really any more effective than, say, watching a PowerPoint or role-playing with colleagues? Psychologist Skip Rizzo at the University of Southern California thinks it is.
Nothing magic about it. It's really just a tool, but a very emotionally evocative tool.
Rizzo has studied therapeutic applications of VR for treating soldiers with PTSD and patients with severe phobias. He says the immersive nature of the technology not only grabs people's attention, it affects their brains.
At some level, people know that they're not really in this place. But the area that drives emotion, the fight or flight area of the brain, that area just responds to the perception.
Back at Tailspin, Barry is still having a bad day. But on my second try, I found the right thing to say.
Take the time to process this. I'll go over the next steps when you're ready.
Look, I appreciate the opportunity. It was a pleasure working with you.
That seems like it went much better.
Success!
Now, if only we could find him a new job. In Los Angeles, I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.